Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly / Monthly podcast. And this is for the ASX resource sector, for all stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for week ending Friday, the 31st of July, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we will start with the daily overview first. And again, this is for Friday, the 31st of July, 2020. There were 515 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's the same number as yesterday. The volume was just over 1.4 billion, and that's down from 1.8 billion yesterday. And that averages out at just over 2.8 million average per share or per stock traded today, and that's down from 3.6 million average volume yesterday. As far as looking at the average percentage gain loss, it's in a minus today. It's at a minus 0.44%, and that's down from 0.66% yesterday. And of the 515 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today, there are 148 with gains, and that's down significantly from 201 yesterday. There's 121 with no gain, that's down from 140 yesterday, and there's 246 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 174 yesterday. So there's a few data points to sort of keep a close eye on, as mentioned yesterday, with some negative activity, including the huge amount of companies that had a loss, and that being 246, up from 174 yesterday. All right, let's look at the positive for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks. And they were Australian Pacific Coal Limited, ASX code AQC. It had a percentage gain of 96.97% today. At number two, we have Manuka Resources Limited, ASX code MKR. It had a percentage gain of 35.48% today. At number three, we have Aurus Minerals Limited, ASX code AUR. It had a percentage gain of 33.72% today. At number four, we have Havilah Resources Limited, ASX code HAV. It had a percentage gain of 22.58% today. And rounding off at number five is Lachlan Star Limited, ASX code LSA, and it had a percentage gain of 20% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Some good activity and strong gains there. Let's look at the commodities. The best performing commodities for today were gold, silver, copper, cobalt, and oil and gas. As far as the highest stock that was traded today, that was New Age Exploration Limited, ASX code NAE, and 18.53% of the company was traded today. As far as strong performing project locations, Olympic Dam in South Australia was the best performing project location for today. Looking at the annual percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend over the last 12 months, and this just reflects on today's top 20, the average is 58% spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving 42% spent on projects over the last 12 months, with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Now, that's up from 54% average yesterday. So we really want to look at that when looking at investing at around 40% or thereabouts as far as staff admin cost percentage over the last 12 months. So therefore, leaving more percentage or more money spent on projects over the 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There was 142 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is in a minus today. It's minus 1.41%, and that's down significantly from 0.14% yesterday. Volume is also down. It's at 506 million today, and that's down significantly from 613 million yesterday. As far as the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution. So that concludes our daily overview. We won't do an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today. We will leave that to the end and do the overview of the best performing stock for the month of July. So again, that concludes the daily overview for the podcast. We'll now move on to the weekly overview. And again, this is week ending Friday, the 31st of July, 2020. And there were 573 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up from 561 last week. Volume is up significantly this week to over 8.9 billion. And that's up significantly from 6.9 billion last week. Therefore, the average weekly volume for each stock, ASX resource stock this week, was just over 15 million, and that average is up from 12 million last week. The average percentage gain loss for each stock this week was 2.79%, and that's down from 7.01% last week, but still at a healthy percentage. As far as the breakdown, there was 573 ASX resource stocks traded this week. There were 248 with gains, and that's down significantly from 347 last week. There are 78 with no gains this week, and that's up from 58 last week. And there are 242 ASX resource stocks with a loss this week, and that's up significantly from 152 last week. So be keeping a close eye on that one. Let's look at the positive for the week and the best performing, or the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, and they were City Gold Corp Limited, ASX code CTO, is the number one best performing stock for this week, and it also appeared in the top five daily also at least once or twice this week. And its percentage gain for the week was 200%. So a fantastic gain there for City Gold Corp Limited, ASX code CTO, is the best performing stock for this week. At number two, we have Ascent Resources, and that's ASX code ACS. It had a percentage gain of 140% this week. At number three, we have Manuka Resources Limited, ASX code MKR. It had a percentage gain of 133.33% this week. At number four, we have Chesser Resources Limited, ASX code CHZ. It had a percentage gain of 128.57% this week. And rounding off at number five is Australian Pacific Coal Limited, ASX code AQC, and it had a percentage gain of 96.97% this week. So a huge congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Some strong activity and positive gains there. Let's move on to the best performing commodities for the week, and they were gold, coal, silver, copper, and cobalt. The highest traded stock this week was New Age Exploration Limited, ASX code NAE, and 41.45% of the company was traded this week. As far as the best performing project locations, there are three, and they were Birimian Greenstone Belt, located in West Africa. There was Lachlan Fold Belt, located in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria in Australia, and also Murchison District in Western Australia. So those three project locations all having good activity and positive gains. Let's look at the top 20 annual spend percentage versus the annual spend of projects for the last 12 months, and this is only reflecting on the top 20 best performing stocks for the week. And this is at a healthy 46.12%, meaning effectively of the top 20 best performing stocks this week, 46.12% have been spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving just over 53% spent on projects in the last 12 months. And that's down significantly from an average of 57.23% with the top 20 best performing stocks last week. So that's a step in the right direction there as far as where money is being spent within the ASX Resource top 20 companies this week. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There are 150 ASX Resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 147 last week. The average percentage gain for each stock was 2.41% positive this week, positive gain this week, and that's down from 4.81 positive gain average last week with the ERP stocks. Weekly volume for the ERP stocks was just over 3 billion, and that's up significantly from 2.3 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX Resource stocks this week, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So that concludes the weekly MacCorp Weekly podcast. And we'll now move on to the monthly statistics, and this is for the month of July 2020. There were 598 ASX Resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher traded in July, and that's up from 550 traded in June. The volume is up significantly in July to over 35 billion, and that's up from just under 31 billion in June. So a significant jump there in volume for the month. As far as the average monthly volume for each of the 598 stocks traded this month, the average volume is just over 59 million, and that's up from an average of 56 million in June. As far as the average percentage gain loss, it's at a strong positive for July, and the average percentage gain for July was 22.76%, and that's up significantly from 12.89% in June. So very strong stats there with volume, average volumes and average percentage gains as well for the month of July. As far as the 598 ASX Resource stocks that were traded in July, there were 400 that had gains. That is absolutely astonishing. That's a great statistic there. So let's reflect on that again. So of the 598 ASX Resource stocks that traded in July with a share price of 1 cent or higher, 400 of them had a gain. That's the first time I've seen it hit 400 in a month, and that's up from 273 in June. There were 33 with no gains, and that's down from 39 with no gains in June. And there were 149 with a loss in July, and that's down significantly from 238 in June. So some great stats there as far as the amount of companies with positive gains. Let's look at the best performing top five ASX Resource stocks for the month. And they were Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, was the number one best performing stock for July, and it had a percentage gain of 320%. So a huge congrats to all holders of Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, a great percentage gain there of 320%. At number two, we have Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL. It had a percentage gain of 300% in July. At number three, we have Enova Mining Limited, ASX code ENV. It had a percentage gain of 280% in July. At number four, we have Mayo Resources Limited, ASX code MRL. It had a percentage gain of 226.67% this month. And rounding off at number five is Australian Mines Limited, ASX code AUZ, and it had a percentage gain of 212.5% for the month of July. So there's some huge gains, positive gains there with the top five. And again, congrats to all holders of those top five companies from number one, PUR, number two, TKL, number three, ENV, number four, MRL, and rounding off at number five, AUZ. Again, congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. All right, let's move on to the best performing commodities for July, and they were gold, nickel, cobalt, and copper, all performing well in July. There were other good performers as well, but they were the standouts for July. The highest traded stock in July was Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, and 104.46% of the company was traded in July. So more than 100% of the company was traded in July. That's huge. And as far as the project locations, the best performing project location for July was Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located in predominantly New South Wales, but also Queensland in Victoria in Australia. Let's look at the top 20 annual percentage spend of staff admin versus project spend. Now, again, this is for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for July. And the average is 50.78%. So effectively, that means over the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for July, they are spending 50.78% on staff admin, leaving just over 49% spent on projects over the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for July. There is 151 ASX resource stocks traded in July that use an ERP software solution, and that's up slightly from 149 in June. The average percentage gain for the ERP stocks in July was 15.63% average gain, and that's up significantly from 5.03% in June. The average volumes for the ERP stocks, the total volume for the ERP stocks was just over 11 billion in the month of July, and that's down slightly from 11.6 billion in June. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks in July, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So that concludes the monthly statistics for July in this podcast. We'll now conclude this podcast by doing an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for July, which was Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of advanced projects in Europe, and that's throughout Sweden and Finland. And as far as their project spend over the last 12 months, it's currently sitting at just under 800,000 spent on projects in the last 12 months, and on staff admin, just over $1 million spent in the last 12 months. That equates to 56.93% spent on staff admin in the last 12 months, leaving just under 47% spent on projects. 43% spent on projects over the last 12 months. Let's look at the money in the bank. They currently have just over 593,000, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap is currently sitting at just over 8 million. As far as shares on offer, they have just over 412 million shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance this year, it started at 0.06 of a cent. And as of close of trade today, it's at 2.1 cents. So some great gains there for shareholders. And let's look at the shareholding. Their directors currently own in excess of, so this is the directors and the top 20. Combined, they own just over 46% of the company. So that concludes our MacCorp podcast, and that's for the daily, weekly, and monthly podcast for July and week ending Friday, the 31st of July 2020. We hope you've gained some valuable insights in our podcast. And if there's any suggestions or anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, listeners. Enjoy your evening and have a great weekend. Good night.